we have millions of campers everywhere in the world. I usually say that in our life, at a certain moment, everybody do camping.
Iconic Campers, der Camping- und Caravaning-Podcast.
My name is João Alves Pereira. I'm the president of the FICC, which is the International Federation of Camping, Caravaning and Moto Caravaning. We are based in Brussels and we were created or founded in 1933.
Ja, mein Name ist Peter Heinrich aus dem Börsenradio Sendestudio und wir sind hier auf der CMT, der Caravan-Messe hier in Stuttgart, hier in Halle 10 bei Knaus Tappert. Wir machen jetzt ein gemischtes Deutsch-Englisch-Interview, also werde ich die Fragen in Deutsch stellen und Sie werden perfekt in Englisch antworten. Es gibt einen Dachverband weltweit aller Campingclubs. Ist das so richtig zusammengefasst?
Well, the International Federation of Camping was founded in 1933. The aims of protecting camping, developing camping, but also with the camping clubs at that time. So we still an organization of camping and camping clubs and federations. Besides, now we change our statutes, and of course we also accept other camping-related business companies, for instance, as affiliate members. But the real members are camping clubs and federations.
Wozu brauchen die camping clubs eine Dachorganisation?
At that time, in 1933, as everybody knows, it was a little bit more difficult to traveling around. The countries were more closed, not like now in Europe. We need visas and also authorizations to move from one country to the other. So our aim is really non-political, no religious, nothing around, just having fun and meet other camping-related companions. So in that way, it was a good way of traveling from one country to other country, also visiting other regions, doing also cultural exchanges, so living a little bit of the world. So that was really the big aim. With the time, the things change. We also created in 1934 the Camping Card International. It was the first card for discounts in the market. At that time, it was called the Camping Passport. So it means that we, from traveling, we need also to stamp our passport for camping. So that shows a little bit of this history of the organization and also for the campers. Of course, with the time, the things change. And then in nowadays, the umbrella organization makes sense, especially in a European way, because with the norms of the laws, more for the European Commission to the other state members, member states. So that means we also operate as a kind of advisor and also consultant and making some awareness of the camping.
Und wen beraten Sie da?
The countries and also authorities. For instance, for this driving license, we did, let's say, consultant and also gave the opinion that the consumers, like we represent, we also want this new driving license because it's important. For me, as a consumer, if I have a B license, why should I be stuck at the 3.5 tons for a motocaravan or a caravan with a car? So I'm doing my leisure activity. I'm not in commercial. So why I need a professional driving license? So putting up for 4 tons, 0.25 kilos, the driving license allow us to drive with higher, let's say, weight, a motocaravan. But also for the producers, it's important because that means more security and more other ways to really to have a very good moto caravan, but maybe it's a little bit more weight, but that's it. Even in my opinion, we should even put it up because if you want moto caravans with electric engines, then we need batteries. And the batteries, it's really heavy. So all these needs to be really facing the future, what we really want for the next generations. So if we want to change the things now that will be implemented in 4 or 5 years, we need to think now with the thoughts of in 5 years' time. We cannot live in the world that we think now of 20 years ago behavior. So forget that. That will die.
So build the future right now.
Exactly. And that is the reason why we look so much for the environment protection, because campers really protect the nature and protect the environment. It's where we like to be.
Lassen Sie uns mal über den Begriff Camping sprechen. Sie nennen es ja gar nicht mehr Camping, sondern wollen ein neues Wort oder einen neuen Begriff dafür verwenden. Also irgendwie zurück zur Natur. Und man könnte es ersetzen mit Open-Air-Tourism. Klingt natürlich schon wieder ein bisschen komplizierter. Camping ist klar, was es ist. Aber warum möchten Sie den Begriff Camping eigentlich so ein bisschen loslassen?
Camping is a way and is very well known for everybody. Camping can be everything. Can be camping with a tent, with a caravan, with a motor caravan. If it's with a caravan, we say caravanning. If it's with a motor caravan, we say motor caravanning. But if we also can do with a trailer tent, okay, and other ways of doing camping. Even staying the campsite in a mobile home, we're still doing camping. So in a certain way, it's the lifestyle, which is open-air tourism. We like to go from one place to the other, enjoying nature, enjoying life in an open-air tourism.
Open-air tourism ist ja mehr als nur Camping, sondern hat ja auch Radfahren mit dabei. Ich selber komme ja aus der Pfadfinde-Ecke. Also ich war dann unterwegs, wirklich mit dem Hike, mit einem Jurtenblatt oder zwei, und dann haben wir dann die zusammengeknüpft und waren dann Camping. Aber Camping ist doch mittlerweile ein Begriff. Also früher hat man gesagt, naja, wir haben noch nicht so viel Geld, wir möchten Urlaub fahren, gehen wir Camping. Und mittlerweile ist ja Camping teurer geworden und eigentlich mehr was für die Reicheren. Dadurch ist doch der Begriff Camping auch wertvoller geworden.
The idea is not to change the name. Camping is camping. And we still, as I said, as the name of the federation, Camping, Caravanning and Motor Caravanning Federation. So we will not change the name. But when we talk about camping, we need to put in a certain kind of market. When we look for tourism, okay, tourism means hotels, marinas and other kinds of accommodation. Camping is also accommodation. So doing camping, we stay in a caravan, a motor caravan, so we do our hobby in a kind of accommodation. Then we stay in this kind of accommodation, doing tourism, then we can do other things. Like we can do sports, like hiking, bicycling, everything else. We also can go and visit monuments and also do cultural visits. We can stay even in the beach or in the nature, just having some relaxing time. We also can go around and visit nice restaurants. So it's everything that we can do as activities around the accommodation, which is camping. So it's a kind of a bigger concept to show that camping is not just a small market. It's really a very, very big market. And there is a lot of consumers that really do this way of tourism. And that is the reason why you say it's open air tourism. And why? Because we do it in the open air. So it's not just say we're going to rename, it's really to say in a very wide way that camping is open-air tourism. So it's the same. We don't want to change. Camping for me, it's everything.
Ja, jetzt gibt's einen Camping-Welttag, 29. Juni, Back to Nature. Was wird da passieren?
So after the United Nations Tourism Organization, which is a specialized agency for tourism of the United Nations, before the name it was World Tourism Organization, they create the World Tourism Day. So then I thought, okay, it's interesting. And we have a proposal already before that from a camper from Hungary that why not create the World Camping Day? So this was before even the World Tourism Organization create their own day. And then after that, we said, why not? So we start creating. We decide the 29th of June to be the World Camping Day. And the idea is really to show everybody that the world of camping is really a very wide world. And we have millions of campers everywhere in the world. I usually say that in our life, at a certain moment, everybody do camping. Then they like it or they don't like it. Mm-hmm. Even when they go to the army, maybe it's not a very good example, they also do camping in tents. So, and then they do other ways of doing camping around. And then the people like it. When we create this World Symposium, it's in the way to show a trend that is becoming more and more popular, especially after the pandemic, which is back to the nature. Because the people want not just to have a fixed holidays like in hotels, but they want to be in the open air. Again, in the nature. They feel well. The kids start and the teenagers start discovering the nature. And they found in the campsite everything they need. They can have relax.
Und wo wird das stattfinden?
It's going to be happen this symposium in Essen next month on the 20th of February. It's a one-day event and it's going to be in Essen and it's open to everybody that is part of the business, like industry, campsites and so on. everything can be found in the website congress.ficc.org or in the FICC website, which is ficc.org, and then connect to the Congress. And it's in three languages. German is included, of course.
Zurück zur Natur. Ist es ein besonderer Campingplatz?
No. Unfortunately, we are looking for the nature and also the industry. So that means it's going to be in the Essen Conference Center, in the Essen Mess and Gruger Park in Essen, and it's going to be in the Conference Center.
Das heißt, es ist eine Messe, Reise und Camping, und parallel dazu findet dann das Symposium statt.
That's it. It's part of the Essen Mess program, this symposium, so during this event in the Mess.
Vielen Dank.
Thank you for the invitation and also all the best for your guests in the audience that can hear these words, and I hope they love camping and they can enjoy this open-air life, the tourism and also camping. So for sure they're going to have great moments.
Das war der Iconic Campers Podcast. Entspannung pur auf Ihrer Reise.